KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies this morning and partly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 51. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested 18-year-old Christian T. Lemming of Red Oak early this morning on a warrant for failure to appear, drug possession, and gathering where controlled substances are used. Lemming, who's also known as Little Chris, was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street and booked into the Montgomery County Jail. His bond was set at $1,000. News time is 7:07.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindemann Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front-wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS110 front-wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, the 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front wheel assist tractor. This is a 235 horse front wheel assist set up with all the auto steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Three people were arrested late last week on drug charges in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department reports 35-year-old Sean Michael Vetterick and 30-year-old Athena Marie Shotwell, both of Audubon, were arrested Thursday evening on charges of possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their arrests were the result of a consent search of their home at 212 2nd Avenue in Audubon. The couple was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after posting bond. And 23-year-old Bethany Nicole Litwiller of Fort Dodge was arrested Friday night on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. The arrest and charge came about as the result of a traffic stop on Pheasant Avenue near 220th Street in Audubon County. Litwiller was brought to the jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. Sheriff's officials said also that 47-year-old Richard Allen Jorgensen of Audubon was arrested this past Monday, December 26th, on an outstanding warrant out of Audubon County for aggravated assault. The charge stems from an investigation into an incident which allegedly took place December 18th. Jorgensen has since posted bond and was released from custody. No injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident over the weekend in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department says 51-year-old Scott Evan Schlater of Exira was traveling east on 300th Street at around 3:45 p.m. Saturday when he looked down for an item and lost control of the 2008 Chevy he was driving. The vehicle hit a field drive and went airborne before hitting a ditch and landing on the driver's side. Damage from the crash was estimated at $20,000. Schlater was cited for failure to maintain control. The Cass County Sheriff's Department said no injuries were reported following a collision Monday southwest of Anita. That happened on White Pole Road or Highway 6 at about 730th Street. 65-year-old Michael Roger Rasmussen of Exira had been traveling westbound on White Pole Road in a 2006 Chevy Silverado and attempting to make a left turn onto 730th when he was hit by a car driven by 58-year-old Gerald Lindberg of Casey. The collision happened as Lindberg was attempting to pass Rasmussen's pickup truck. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,000. There were no citations issued. A former Atlantic resident was arrested Christmas Day on a theft charge. The Atlantic Police Department reports 32-year-old Blue Ryan Rutherford of Ottumwa was arrested for fifth-degree theft or shoplifting. Rutherford, who has a lengthy history of arrests in Cass County, was booked into the jail and held pending a court appearance. No fewer than four separate law enforcement agencies cooperated in a chase and arrest early Sunday morning. A woman who now faces numerous moving violations in addition to an OWI charge. The Cass County Sheriff's Office told KJAN News on Tuesday that 44-year-old Laura Sue Sturdy of Orient was taken into custody after a roadblock was set up in Montgomery County. Officials say Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Kyle Quist was on patrol at around 11:30 p.m. Saturday when he observed a vehicle weaving on the road near 630th and Upland. When he attempted to stop the vehicle, it sped off and ended up near the intersection of Highway 71 and Old Highway 34 in Montgomery County a little over 30 minutes later when authorities set up a roadblock. Sturdy was taken into custody without further incident. She was brought to the Cass County Jail on a Class D felony charge of eluding. In addition, she was charged with OWI first offense and reckless driving. She was subsequently released from custody after posting a $5,000 bond on Sunday morning. Assisting the Cass County Sheriff's Office in the pursuit and arrest were officers of the Atlantic and Red Oak Police Departments and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. News time is 7:12.
The end of the year is kind of winding down here at Lindeman Tractor. A lot of guys have been trading, pricing. Got a great selection of used tractors coming in on the lot or will be here soon. Something that's been kind of hard to come by is front-wheel assist loader tractors. Recent trades at New Holland TS-110, front-wheel assist with a loader. Also, we recently traded for a real sharp little 5520 John Deere. It's an 04, 4,000 hours on it, a 541 loader. Real nice little unit for the guy looking for the front-wheel assist loader tractor. In addition to that, we just got a real sharp T8030 New Holland front-wheel assist tractor. This is a 235-horse front-wheel assist set up with all the auto-steer FM1000 monitor that the guys are looking for. Yields around here have been real good. The guys have been looking for tractors like these, so it doesn't look like they're going to be sticking around too long. If you're thinking about trading, give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 94-year-old Catherine Clayton, a lifelong resident of Dexter, died December 21st. Funeral services for Catherine Clayton will be held today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 79-year-old Daryl Chris Paulson of Avoca died Saturday at his home. Graveside services for Daryl Paulson will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. George Drake, age 76, of Baird, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Drake will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Baird. Merle Jean Vogt, age 80, of Adair, died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Merle Vogt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Wayne Betts, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. A memorial service for Wayne Betts will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 86, of Stewart, died Thursday. Memorial services for Margaret Jensen will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Donald Toft, age 81, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Toft will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church east of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bruce Brown, age 86, of Redfield and formerly of Anita, died Saturday. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marty Kinsey of Anita died Friday. Graveside services for Marty Kinsey will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with the family greeting friends during a luncheon at the Anita Community Center following the service. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements for Marty Kinsey. Gail Inette Phippen, age 65, of Casey, died Tuesday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Gail Phippen will be held on Friday at 7 o'clock, at 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Beverly Jean Jones, age 75, of Oakland, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Cremation has taken place and no services will be held at this time for Beverly Jones. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.